Masechet Kelim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about what materials could be used to seal a container to make sure that whatever's inside of it does not become Tameh. Mishnah says, Bameh Makifim, with what materials do we use to seal the opening of a utensil? Besid or Begipsis. We seal the opening with plaster or with gypsum, which is a type of plaster, another type of plaster. Bezefed ubsha'ava, with tar or with wax. Betit ubso'ah, with clay or with moist animal dung. Behomer ubeharsit, with mortar or with paste made from earthenware powder. Mukhol davar hamit mareyach, or anything else that's you could spread or smear to form a seal, any type of glue, any type of paste that is normally used in order to form a seal. Now we'll mention things that are not effective to be a seal. En makifim lo beba'atz velo ba'oferet. You're not allowed to use a type of tin or lead to make your seal. Mipnei shehu patil ve'eno samid, because the material that metal, tin or lead are used not as something that would stick on, but simply a tight cover to the utensil. The materials we mentioned in the first part of the list could be used to seal the utensil because they do not stick to the utensil. Now we'll list things that would make an effective feel, but should not be used as a utensil. En makifin lo bitvila shemenai, not allowed to seal around the opening of a utensil with sticky pressed figs. You're not allowed to use dough that was kneaded together with juice, even though these do not become tameh in their present state. Neither one of these foods should be used to seal a utensil against tumah, even though technically we say that these liquids over here, or the figs, they haven't been prepared for tumah. They didn't become wet in any case. We know that after being detached from the ground, something has to be prepared by being wet with one of the seven liquids, and that's how it can become susceptible to tum'ah. And same thing when it comes to to the paste that's made from figs, and the dough, like we said, the dough that was kneaded with grape juice, they haven't been wet with any of these liquids, so therefore, they really could be used to seal a utensil against tum'ah, because they're pasty and tahor, but hachamim had a reason why they didn't allow it. Shelo yevienu ledepsul, so that eventually he shouldn't bring what's in the utensil to become disqualified. In other words, if he has a food seal on the utensil, if it becomes wet with one of the liquids, then the seal itself is susceptible to tum'ah, and then if there is a dead body around it, the seal becomes tameh, and something that's tameh itself cannot shield the contents from becoming impure. So whatever's in the container would become impure as well from that corpse. So the rabbis made a decree, and the rabbi said that a person is not allowed to use a type of food or a liquid over here to shield a utensil from becoming tameh. Hachamim again were nervous that if it became wet and then tameh, the person is therefore, the seal is not good anymore, and the person's not going to realize, and the contents of his container is going to become impure. V'im hikif hitzil, but if he did seal around the opening of the utensil with food that was not yet prepared to receive tum'ah, it does shield whatever's in the utensil from becoming tameh, as long as the food remains tahor. So the rabbis made a decree that a person shouldn't do it, he shouldn't use food to shield from tum'ah, but they did not decree that the sealed utensil is not protected if he did it. So he shouldn't do it, but as long as the food seal itself did not become tameh, it does b'de'avad, after the fact, seal the utensil and shield whatever is inside of it against becoming impure.